I want some red roses for a blue lady. Mr. Florist, take my order, please. We had a silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town. And if they do the trick, I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. A silly quarrel the other day. I hope these pretty flowers chase her blues away. I want some red roses for a blue lady. Send them to the sweetest gal in town. I'll hurry back to pick your best white orchid for her wedding gown. Your best white orchid for her wedding
gown. That's Vic Dana from 1965 with one of several renditions of the song Red Roses for a Blue Lady. From my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5 The Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat for good music. I'm Mike Duke, and it's time to take a walk. We begin our walk with Patsy Cline.
Out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way.
Crying on his pillow, maybe he's crying for me. my baby every day. Lots of girls walk, live right walk, near to my house. Pretty girls walk, that keep passing by all day. Lots of girls, walk, but I don't walk, even see them. Walk on. Cause the girl I love is 20 miles away. Every day.
Checker didn't just sing Twist songs. 20 Miles is a forgotten Chubby Checker 45 from 1963. And we started our walk with Patsy Cline, who went walking after midnight in 1956. If you'd like to contact me with a possible song suggestion or comment about the Music Box, you can send an email to the friendly conductor over at the concert hall, and he or his assistant will make sure I get the message. That address is am1120@wtwzradio.com. The Music Box continues with a movie song from 1969. The movie is The Prime of Miss Jean Brody. The singer is Oliver. The song, written by Rod McEwen, is Jean.
Jean, Jean, roses are red, all the leaves have gone green, and the clouds are so low, you can touch them, and so come out to the meadow, Jean. Jean, Jean, you're young and alive. Come out of your half-dream dream and run, if you will, to the top of the hill. Open your arms, Bonnie Jean, till the sheep in the valley come home my way, till the stars fall around me and find me alone, when the sun comes a-singing, I'll still be waiting for Jean, Jean. Roses are red, and all of the leaves have gone green, while the hills are ablaze with the moon's yellow haze. Come into my arms, Bonnie Jean. If you will, to the top of the hill, come into my arms, Bonnie
Original Peaches and Herb duet, Herb Fehm and Francine Peaches Barker, with their song from 1968, Close Your Eyes. Through the years, seven different ladies would perform as Peaches alongside Herb Fehm. Before that, from both the movie and girl named songs files, we heard Jean by the singer Oliver. Last week's Back to School show ended before we could hear this bit of history told through music. But that's okay, because this week we acknowledge the birthday of its singer, Jimmy Dean, who was born on August 10, 1928. Now, about that history lesson. On August 2, 1943, Patrol Torpedo Boat No. 109, which was under the command of Lieutenant John F. Kennedy, sank in the Solomon Islands after being rammed by a Japanese destroyer. The event became famous because Kennedy's strong leadership after the attack saved the lives of most of the crew. A book about the experience was written shortly after Kennedy became president, and a movie was made from the book in 1963. In 1962, still riding the success of his hit record Big Bad John, Jimmy Dean had another hit with this song about PT-109.
In 43 they put to sea, 13 men and Kennedy, aboard the PT-109 to fight the brazen enemy. And off the Isle of Olesana, in the strait beyond Nauru, a Jap destroyer in the night cut the 109 in two. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy, the heathen gods of old Japan. Yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. And on the coast of Kalabangero, looking through his telescope, Australian Evans saw the battle, for the crew had little hope. Two were dead, some were wounded, all were clinging to the bow, fighting fire in a fighting water, trying to save their lives somehow. Smoke and fire up on the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. MacMahon, the Irishman, was burned so badly he couldn't swim. Leave me here, go on, he said, 'cause if you don't, we'll all be dead. The PT skipper couldn't leave him, a man to die alone at sea. And with a strap between his teeth, he towed the Irishman to the sea. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. The heathen gods of old Japan, yeah, they thought they had the best of a mighty good man. He led his men through waters dark, rocky reefs and hungry sharks, braved the enemy's bayonets, a 38 hung round his neck. 4 more days and 4 more nights, a rescue boat pulled into sight. The BT-109 was gone, but Kennedy and his crew lived on. Now who could guess, or who could possibly know, that this same man named Kennedy would be the leader of the nation, be the one to take command. The PT-109 was gone, but Kennedy lived to fight again. Smoke and fire upon the sea, everywhere they looked was the enemy. But JFK and his crew lived on, which proves it's hard to get the best of a man named John.
Big John.
You probably remember that one as a hit for Al Hurt in 1964, but Floyd Kramer also had some success with Java in 1962. We also heard the story of Lieutenant and future President John Kennedy's ill-fated PT-109, condensed into just over 3 minutes by Jimmy Dean. I'm Mike Duke. This hour of the Music Box concludes with Olivia Newton-John, who died on August 8th after a 30-year battle with cancer. She appeared at the Dixie National Rodeo in 1975, not long after I Honestly Love You became her first U.S. number one song.
Still